Second Life has really self-selected for an audience that is very interested and really enjoys playing with avatars, customizing avatars, dressing avatars, you know, really focus on that. And this is an area in which, and I'll just be upfront, Sansar is not at parity with a degree of flexibility in regards to crafting an avatar that you currently have in Second Life. You can customize your avatar in Sansar. It looks pretty nice as you do it, but we still have a ways to go there. Now, that being said, we have some stuff coming, you know, online here, you know, over the next good chunk of time that will, I think, rapidly set the Sansar avatars apart and allow creators to achieve some effects that were impossible and are just so painfully difficult or costly to achieve in Second Life that it was it would be generally frowned upon. And so it's going to be interesting times ahead in regards to avatars in Sansar. And I think where they'll really start to really take off is as we work to make them more and more active and emotive, you know, improving the face animations, getting those to be more expressive, getting hands to actually interact with objects and look like they're actually touching the objects, not just kind of generally in the right general vicinity, but actually have the fingers in the proper grip to hold objects. That stuff is on its way.